You are listening to Aspen Public Radio. I'm Allison Bektesh. The Roaring Fork Swap is a Facebook group. It was created as sort of an online garage sale for people in the Valley. But now, with nearly 24,000 members, that's three times the population of our area's biggest town, it's a society all of its own. There's still dressers and last year's skis for sale, but there's also humorous videos posted from within Grand Avenue Bridge traffic jams. There's threads with hundreds of commenters about the best place to get married in town. There's a recurring frazzled mother theme, posts thanking a stranger for helping to de-escalate a toddler tantrum in a grocery store. Once a thank you from a mom to whomever the stranger was that handed her a $100 bill, told her she was doing great, and walked away. This week, for Thanksgiving, members are offering full turkeys or meal baskets to others in need. I spoke with Jessica Rose. That's her Facebook name. She runs the swap page and doesn't give out her full name. She now has two other administrators who help monitor the group. I ask her what that job looks like.
There's a lot of things that happen on a day-to-day basis where we have to sort of calm the fury on the swap.
What does it look like? Do you have to wake up and check Facebook every day?
Oh, yeah. It's probably at least an hour a day for each of us to manage the swap. We get probably 35 to 40 new member requests a day, and that's our biggest job, is to check those member requests and decide if the person is real, if they really live in the Valley. We do get a lot of spam requests, and then people have the ability to report posts, and so we have to watch those and make sure that we decide if it can stay or go, things like that.
Was there a post or a particularly big reaction to something that made you realize, oh, the dynamic of what this group is changing?
It's been really clear with the bridge construction in Glenwood. The Department of Transportation was following the swap and working with one of our other admins to make sure that they were hearing the complaints and the suggestions that people had for the traffic in Glenwood. That event with the bridge really made it clear to me that it is so much more than just a garage sale page on Facebook.
As the hub of the Roaring Fork community, by managing this page for the last 4 years, what have you learned about who we are?
So I think the biggest lesson I've learned from being an admin on the swap is that people are better than you think, and that there's more good than bad.
Jess Rose is one of the administrators of the Roaring Fork Swap, a community that has grown to 24,000 members throughout the Roaring Fork Valley. Jess, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.